Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm thrilled today because with me I have Lindsay Leonard of the Teddy Bear Cancer Foundation. Lindsay, thank you so much for being with us. Tell us a little bit about what you do and what the organization is dedicated to.
Well, Vicki, thank you so much for taking the time to interview me. Teddy Bear Cancer Foundation was founded back in 2002, and we serve residents on the central coast of California, including Ventura, Santa Barbara, and San Luis Obispo County. And this organization was established because a gap in emotional and financial support services had been identified. And so we really work to fill that gap by alleviating our families' financial burdens and supporting them with their emotional needs.
Oh, that is...
I could certainly go into some detail with the program.
Absolutely, please.
If you'd like to hear more. Okay, great. So as far as our financial assistance programs, we offer up a variety of programs that are geared to be able to best support the families. For example, we have our direct financial assistance program where we'll grant upwards of $5,000 per qualified family in order to help them pay for their critical expenses like utility bills, such as auto payments, mortgage payments, rent. We also offer hotel accommodations and pay for the hotel expenses so that when families have an emergency or extended hospital stay, their immediate family can take refuge and can stay overnight or for a number of nights in a nearby hotel. We, in addition to those programs, through our financial assistance programs, we help to pay for other medical expenses, such as neuropsychological testing. We also offer up to help pay for expenses for tutoring, to help the youth stay on top of their academic grade level. As often as you can very well imagine, treatments average anywhere from 6 months to 3 years, which really can take students out of school for long periods of time, and it's so easy to fall behind in school. So we work to help them keep up at their grade level. And in tragic cases, we also have a funeral fund program wherein we'll offer up $4,000 to families that need support paying for memorial or funeral fund expenses. So in a nutshell, that's our financial assistance program. Our organization's really proud that we've, at this point, expended nearly $1.4 million to our families in financial assistance since 2002. In addition to the financial assistance programs, our emotional support programs help the family in an entirely different way. Some of those programs that we've developed to best support the family include family fun events, which are social events and activities wherein families could gather, meet each other, gain strength from each other, and participate in events that are really fun for the whole family, such as barbecues, such as outing and excursions to amusement parks, to ball games, etc. We also have a Care for the Caregivers program, which is geared for the caregiver, who so often, fathers and mothers, give so much of themselves night after night in hospitals, night after night caring for their child, that they don't have the time or have not seen it a priority to take care of some of their own needs. So we do stuff for the caregivers, such as mother spa days, when moms have an opportunity to meet with other moms in similar circumstances and really have a day of relaxation, rejuvenation, and get to indulge in all of the fun types of services, whether it's getting their hair done, makeup, and whatnot. Other emotional support services that have been very critical for the family's well-being include our family support counseling, which is geared for the entire family unit, including counseling specific for the parents, specific to the siblings, as well as age-appropriate activities for the child going through cancer and their brothers and sisters. And we have therapists that support that. We also, in some cases, if necessary, have translators that will help to support those counseling groups. Additionally, when needed, we have bereavement support groups for families that have lost a child to cancer. And Vicki, there's so many other programs that we offer as well. One that has a really cute name, Bare Necessities Program, we will support the family with different necessary items for their household, whether that is a couch that that family might need, a refrigerator, certain cooling items. Our generous supporters that support our organization will go out and help to get those items and donate them to the families. There's so many more programs. I'm not sure how much time we have, but I could certainly go into detail with anything more that you want to hear about.
Well, it's just marvelous what you're doing. Just incredible. And I was wondering, what have you learned from the experience of being involved in this? Because this is different than an average corporate job. This is
so much more substantial. Yeah. You know, I've had the privilege to work at Teddy Bear Cancer Foundation since 2012. And one of the things that first impressed me about the organization was just the heart of our volunteers and our supporters. We have an enormous volunteer base. Last year in 2014, we had 685 volunteers give of their time to our organization. And many of our supporters, both our donors and our volunteers, and, you know, come from all walks of life. Often our supporters have at some point been affected by cancer themselves or had a family member. And so the passion and dedication to which they give to the organization is just amazing, and it truly humbles me. So for me, being part of Teddy Bear Cancer Foundation, I really see it as just such a privilege. I feel very honored to be in the role that I am with the organization, and it has made me very grateful for where I personally am in my life, and I feel very honored to work with the staff team at Teddy Bear. We've been the best staff team that any organization can ever imagine, and to be surrounded by so many people that care so deeply about our mission and helping the families in need.
Oh, it's just so beautiful. So what is the hope of the Teddy Bear Foundation being able to change the lives of these people? What is the vision there?
Well, I mean, as you can imagine, any cancer-serving organization is going to, you know, share with you that, you know, hopefully one day there will be a cure for cancer. But until there is, ultimately the vision for Teddy Bear Cancer Foundation is to continue to be able to alleviate that financial burden, that emotional burden that the family takes on, that the siblings experience when they see their sick brother or sister, that the parents are going through when they have to either quit their job or reduce their hours to have to care for their sick child by their child's bedside. I mean, it's unimaginable for a parent to not be by their child's side while they're going through some very intense treatments and procedures. So our goal continues to be to enable the family to be there for the child that's undergoing cancer treatments, not only during their initial diagnosis, but also during treatments and into recovery. And we are that beacon of hope for the families. We are the organization that families turn to in their time of need to receive emotional and financial support.
Well, you know, Lindsay, for those reading this book who have, you know, not had any exposure to the help that's available out there, Can you provide some hope and perhaps some tips about what they should do to locate organizations such as yourself who are making such a difference, and just to get some stress relief and some help during this really critical time?
Well, what Teddy Bear Cancer Foundation has done so well is really work to galvanize a community of supporters. And we've been doing that through the Tri-County region for more than the past decade. Having a system, a network, if you will, for families to receive support from is so critical. We've been able to accomplish this through different campaigns that we've embarked upon, such as our Gold Ribbon campaign held in September, which is in recognition and congruence with National Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. For families that are out there that are outside of the Tri-County region, I truly encourage them to, you know, utilize local resources, reach out, find out what organizations are out there. Absolutely, you know, regardless of where these families reside, we could also help to refer to other organizations that might do similar type of work that we do. But it is so important. It takes, you know, the common saying, it takes a village to raise a child. You know, it also takes the whole community to support families that are in crisis. And, you know, from my observations and my experience, it's so true. There takes everybody from the academic institutions to organizations like Teddy Bear Cancer Foundations to the wonderful doctors and nurses and social workers all coming together to really be able to support families during their darkest times of need. And, you know, and lastly, I would just add research. Never give up. And, you know, the best thing for caring for, you know, a child is being optimistic and seeking out different medical support.
So beautiful. So beautiful and so powerful. Is there a way that people can learn more about the Teddy Bear Cancer Foundation?
Yeah, please visit us at www.teddybearcancerfoundation.org. That's teddybearcancerfoundation.org. Or contact us at area code 805-962-7466.
Fabulous. Thank you, Lindsay, so much for your time and for this great information and for the amazing work that you do.
Oh, you're so welcome, Vicki. I really appreciate the opportunity to share more.
And for those of you who would like to learn more about Expert Insights Publishing, our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global communities, and broadcast, you can find us at GetEI.com. That's GETEI.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.